Hello, audio boomers. Today is the 26th of January 2015. I will get back to that in just a moment. I'm actually recording from the new Audio Boom app, but it's not the reason why I'm recording. It just happens to work out that way. And I'm recording on my iPad because it's the only device at the moment that I have that has sufficient battery power. Let's see if I can get this closer to where I need to be talking. So I hope that it will come out okay. If I put this up here, that's going to be better. Sorry, I just need to make tea and such, and so I'll be wandering around a little. They reckon that they've taken care of some of the things that annoyed us about the previous version of Audio Boom, so it'll be interesting to see if that's the case. I haven't checked it out. I did have to redo my category preferences, which I thought was a bit annoying. Didn't seem to remember those, so be aware of that if you upgrade. And it's already crashed once. It crashed once I'd gone through the initial setup where they want you to do all the categories and all preferences and all that sort of stuff. It crashed, so that doesn't really augur very well for this version of the app. Where is Nama's cup? It's not here. Did she not have a cover from before? No, she must have done. She did. Hello?
Yeah?
Your cup's not here. At least I don't think it is. You had your cuppa from this morning, right?
Yeah.
So, yes.
Hello? Oh, oh.
Yes, Nama's voice is on the repair, but it's still not... it's still a little bit to go.
My... I can see.
Well, you couldn't do that a couple of days ago. I wouldn't recommend doing it now, but at least you can do it.
Here's my cup of tea. Or my cup of not tea.
Yes, your empty cup. Alright, it will be tea soon enough. I'm recording today because today, as I mentioned, is the 26th of January 2015, which means that it is Australia Day. And Australia Day, the date Australia Day, commemorates, I'm pretty sure, I have to double check this, and actually I meant to double check this before recording it, but then I forgot, so I have not done that. But I was pretty sure that it was the date that the first fleet of convicts arrived in Australia. Someone said that it was the date of when Captain Cook, quote unquote, discovered Australia in 1770, the first convict ship to arrive in 1788. But I'm pretty sure that that's not correct. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's either one or the other. It doesn't matter which it is. Of course, Captain Cook's discovery, quote unquote, of Australia, ignores, A, the fact that other Europeans came across Australia quite a while beforehand, and, like Dampier in the 1600s, and, early 1600s to boot, and, of course, the indigenous population of Australia, which I'll get onto in just a moment. But, yeah, Australia Day, is Australia's national holiday, and people enjoy it. They often, have barbecues, and there are often lots of public events on, and, sport and all that sort of stuff, and Triple J holds its Hottest 100 countdown, which people have voted on for the music of the previous year. So it's become quite a cultural institution. But for the indigenous population of Australia, and also anyone else who has any kind of discomfort with Australia's convict past and the way that they carried on, particularly with regard to the indigenous population of Australia, the date holds some discomfort. The indigenous population refer to it anything from Survival Day to Invasion Day. And all of these particular stances I can understand. Basically, it's commemoration, at least in terms of the date, of a date that was significant in the process of
you know, usurping the land from the indigenous population that existed. And according to a piece that I read today, the population estimated at being around 1 million at the time dropped as low as about 30,000 at the beginning of the 20th century. It's now up to about 600,000, which is still short of that 1 million that was there. And of course, 600,000 in the Australian population of 20-odd million is quite a small number. Now, I have no quibbles at all with the thinking that the date should be changed to a more appropriate date. I do think that Australia has to be honest about its past, and I think also it's very fair to say that Australians, in their observance of Australia Day, don't really think about, you know, the ships coming from England and all that sort of stuff in terms of... that's not what they're celebrating. It doesn't really need to be on that day, because what they're celebrating is Australia as it is now, or at least how we would like it to be, rather than how white settlement of Australia began. I think I'm pretty safe in saying that. And I'm pretty sure at least the majority of Australians would agree with me on that particular observation. So I have no problem at all with the idea of changing the date. The problem, in my opinion, and it's kind of the thing that people don't talk about when they talk about the idea of changing the date, is what do you change it to?
I have a question about this. Mm-hmm. It's relevant.
No, it's all right.
Go on your boot.
No, it's all right. I go on yours often.
Yeah. You said that there was a vote in 1901.
Yes.
And after voting twice...
Well, actually, the vote wasn't in 1901.
Okay. But 1901, Australia was declared Australia, right?
Yes, yes.
What day was that?
New Year's Day.
See, this that is why would be not... the best day.
Mm, but this is why it's not going to... I was going to get to that point.
Oh, sorry.
That's the most appropriate day.
Well, I think Australia should sacrifice a public holiday to be more fair. It doesn't matter that it's... So if it's on New Year's Day, celebrate it on New Year's Day.
Yeah. You see, the thing is...
Or the next weekday after, if you want your holiday.
Yeah, you could have it on the 2nd of January. The thing is, though, that...
I think that would be the fairest. If you want to celebrate White Australia...
No, but I think that it's wider than just white Australia.
Okay, but
even
if you want to celebrate Australia as it is,
as
now,
modern Australia, yes.
Then that's the date. And
you
sorry
would think
about
so.
New Year's Day, right? Sorry.
See, the thing is, this is where I was going to get to. The thing is that as it is at the moment, the Australian kind of holiday season is bookended with Christmas at one end and Australia Day at the other end.
Well, not everybody has that. You can't have it all.
No, but Australia... We're talking about Australia. Australia as it currently is. And, you know, this is kind of... You know, the month of January is a month where a lot of people take holidays and...
So celebrate it on the 31st of January. I don't care. If you don't want to
well, I was thinking maybe you could have it on the last Monday in January, regardless of what the date is.
Something like that.
It would be on the 26th sometimes, but the reason why I'm suggesting that is because then it would always be a long weekend, and some people were doing that anyway. But if you decouple it from the date of the 26th, then, I don't know, this may not be enough for some people.
No, I'm
but
conscious.
I think you have to be a bit practical. See, it's... If you're going to change a holiday like this, then it's going to have to win public support, I think.
See, but I'm conscious when I say to people, Happy Australia Day, I'm conscious that for some people it's actually...
It's not a happy
the
meeting.
End of their culture.
Mm.
The end of their, you know...
Mm. It's a difficult thing, and I think there needs to be a public discussion about when it should be, but it never seems to come up in when... I mean, look, I haven't been in Australia for 8 years almost, so maybe it is starting to, but people are talking about whether or not it should be changed.
I'll bet you anything.
And
that if it hadn't been New Year's Day, it would have been changed a long time ago.
Maybe not. But certainly I think there would be, it would be easier to, I think when to change it to is the elephant in the room that people aren't talking about. I think if you were to ask people, poll people, just should Australia Day be moved because of the negative associations with the date, I think you'd have overwhelming majority support for changing it.
Oh, not the Pauline Hanson crowd.
No, but they're not a majority.
They're not?
No, they're not a majority.
People like their Chinese and their pizza.
I think if, the case has been made for some time for moving it, and I think that you could bring enough people around on the idea that it needs to be moved. The question that has never really been discussed, in my opinion, is to where it should be moved. And that, I think, is a major issue, because right now, it's, as I say, it's in Australia's kind of holiday season. It's the back end of the holiday season. Schools will go back probably this coming, probably tomorrow, I'm guessing, or at the latest, probably next week. So it bookends the school holidays as well as the holidays generally.
The 26th of January should be a day, if you have school or if not, it doesn't matter, but mm-hmm. it should be a day like kind of like Remembrance Day, but different, like for the Indigenous population.
Well,
it should be a day to mark, because that
there are other days for that have been established. And if you really wanted to make it, have a proper clean cut with the idea of the existing Australia Day, then you would find some other day completely separate again and say, this is Australia Day, this is when we are going to,
Yeah, but you can't ignore what this day symbolizes.
No, you can't ignore what this day symbolizes, but it's divisive in some ways, because it's like, it's the establishment of one culture to the detriment of another. And there are other days in the year that acknowledge what was done, and also acknowledge the culture. Like there's NAIDOC Week, which is a whole week for acknowledging Indigenous Australian culture and society and all that stuff. And I think that's really good. And the profile of that has risen in recent years. So it's a difficult thing, I think. I think the principle is not a problem, it's just the practicalities of where it should be. And I don't know. I guess the only other thing you could really do is if some other date of some other significant event could occur, and then you could say, well, this would be the day. Like, say, for example, if Australia becomes a republic, or if, heaven forbid, there is ever a treaty signed between the whites and the Indigenous people.
Well, after the knighting of Prince Philip, I don't think Australia is going to become a republic.
That's just so stupid. I mean, and you've got... Here's your tea.
Thank you.
For anyone who's missed out on this particular one, and I actually forgot to ask Mum why and when exactly they decided to bring back Australian knighthoods, but... Prince Philip, who is of course the husband of Queen Elizabeth, who's the Queen of the United Kingdom
and Australia,
yeah,
going, no.
and the Commonwealth, yeah, a bunch of Commonwealth countries,
not a republic,
has been given an Australian knighthood. Now, Mum made a really interesting point about this. She said, because back in the day, of course... sorry, is it not hot enough?
That's all right.
Back in the day, of course, before they had Australian honours, they had the existing British honours. And the
OBE.
Yeah, the OBEs and KBEs. And yeah, New Zealand, I think, decided to go back to them.
Yeah, they still have them.
Yeah, I think they went away from them and then they came back. Anyway... When Mum was working in the typing pool at the ABC, the head of the ABC, I think it was the head of the ABC, but anyway, a significant figure in the ABC, was knighted. Anyway, so she got a bit of insight into the process, and apparently the process involved, back in those days, involved the person being asked whether they would accept the knighthood, or at least whether they would actively oppose it. And so Mum raised the question with me as to whether Prince Philip was asked whether he would accept it. And I had said to her that I felt that he almost certainly was not, because I'm sure that the royal family would have said, hey, look, it's a bit awkward, don't you think?
No, I actually don't agree.
You don't think?
I think he would have been asked.
You don't think?
I think he would have accepted it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think he would have accepted it.
Well, I don't expect Prince Philip to say anything publicly about this. But I reckon there'll be other people in the United Kingdom who will, and I don't blame them either.
I think for a lot of people in the United Kingdom, it's kind of embarrassing. I think they'll try to not talk about it because it's embarrassing.
I think they'll think it's hilarious. I think Australians I think Australians think it's embarrassing.
I think it's hilarious and embarrassing as someone who's outside but very close to both cultures. I see it as like, what the hell are you...
Exactly, it's like...
It's like, two steps forward, five steps back.
Yeah, I mean, last night, we had the news come through that... See, there are four major awards given out on Australia Day. There's Australian of the Year. I mean, there are lots of, you know, Australian honours and things and stuff
yeah,
like that. But the main honours are, there's the Australian of the Year, there's the Senior Australian of the Year, Junior Australian of the Year... And the local hero, basically.
You know, yours heated up?
Local, yeah, I think I will have mine heated up a bit, actually. Local hero, basically, is someone who would not otherwise be recognised.
Right. Like a member
and
of
in
the
all
public.
These, yeah, the member of the community who's doing wonderful things at a local level and deserves recognition for it.
And isn't doing it for the
recognition. No. So. And in all these categories, people are invited to make nominations, and there are various committees that narrow it down, and eventually it's decided who's going to receive them. And for the first time, all four awards were taken by women.
Yay.
For the first time. So, yesterday, I feel that Australia's taken a major step forward. And now I think... and then this comes through, and you think, wow, we took another bloody step back again.
Well, I hope Queen Elizabeth is proud to be married to an Australian knight.
Did you see that's hot enough for you?
Ooh.
So it's kind of, I know, mixed feelings on this Australia Day.
Yeah. Can we?
And also, to put the sort of icing of discontent on the cake, and I don't know whether this was done on purpose either, I have to find out. The audio stream for Triple J in Australia... went down.
Oh, cool.
And so...
It never came back up?
Nope. I'm actually wondering maybe whether it was taken down on purpose.
Shite.
In order... But you would think that if people wanted not to have... You know, in the more westerly states, didn't want to be spoiled by finding out who was going to be number one and all that sort of stuff, that they could just... Well, they could just not listen to the stream. I mean, it's not that big a deal, is it? And it was, and Triple J were live tweeting the numbers, so I don't know. I think maybe it's just a coincidence, but anyway, last time I looked, the stream was still down, so that's really annoying. Because I was going to record it and flip through it and see if there was anything interesting there, because lots of songs I've never, and artists I've never even heard of, even in the top 10. Mm. I was interested in having a look.
Wolf Mother.
No, I didn't see Wolf Mother there. But there was, 59 of the 100 songs were Australian artists, which is good.
That's awesome. I want to listen. Well, maybe it'll be...
Well, what they have done in previous years is on the following Sunday they've repeated the charts, so maybe they'll do that this year. Anyway, but that's a bit...
I want to hear some new Australian and New Zealand music.
Mm. Good.
Archie, if and you want the Aussie breakfast back, yay!
And, of course, the cricket in Sydney got rained out as well, so it's all a bit of a screw up today. hopefully it'll be a better day tomorrow with Australia taking on the United Arab Emirates in the semi-final of the Asian Football Championship.
Kick some butt!
And Nick Kyrgios taking on Andy Murray in the quarterfinals of the Australian Open.
Don't. There's a lot of British people who are listening to you now.
Yes. Well, I think I can speak for everyone in saying that I hope that it's a good match.
May the best Scotsman win.
Well done. I think everyone is expecting a hell of a match. And I think that's probably the most we could hope for.
Yeah. I'm sad that Raj isn't in it, but if it's not Raj, let it be Andy. Andy, buddy. But I hope he has some expression tomorrow.
Well, I heard him speak after his round 4 win on Sunday night, and he had a little bit more expression.
He had elocution.
He didn't sound well. He didn't sound quite so dour as he has done in the past.
Scottish.
So that's good. He sounded a bit more expressive. So that's good. Anyway, so
can we tell an anecdote before you wind this up?
Yeah.
It's a little bit going back to what we were talking about before about Australia and the invasion and the lands and all that.
Yeah.
I will never forget. A couple of days before we left Australia, we were invited to a Friday night meal.
Oh yeah.
It kind of doesn't have anything to do with it, but it
kind of
does.
Yeah, no, I see where you're going. Yeah.
I just think it's interesting.
The timing was quite fortuitous, really, because we, of course, were moving to Israel, so we got all our stuff shipped out of our apartment on the Thursday night.
That's because my visa was about to expire and I couldn't stay.
We were leaving Australia on Sunday.
It was very sad, and just for the record, I wish that things had turned out different. But
we were leaving Australia on the Sunday, so all our stuff got out of the apartment on a Thursday so that we could get it cleaned and inspected by the real estate agent on the Friday, and then of course there was the Saturday, you know, just to fill in, and then the Sunday we were going.
The Saturday was nice.
So the Saturday was very nice.
Fish and chips and walked. And
yes, it was a lovely day. So having somewhere to go for dinner on Friday night was a great thing.
Now, it was a kind of a coincidence. We weren't terribly, since I'm not a practicing Jewish person, I was not involved with the Jewish community in Brisbane. Not that there is a whole lot of it, but there was some.
There is one, yes.
But I wasn't terribly interested. You know, guys, I'm pagan and I celebrate Christmas sometimes and all that. But I got to know some people through somebody gave me a name, and this woman volunteered to take me shopping a few times, and it was nice. And we got to know this couple, and they were lovely. And then through them, we got to know another couple, because we were selling some stuff, and this couple that just came to Australia from Canada. The husband was Scottish, actually.
Yeah.
But they were living in Canada, and he was establishing a Jewish school and stuff. But he was a Scotsman, and he was married to a Canadian, and they needed things. So they bought quite a few of our things, including an air conditioning unit. And he said, you know, why don't you come to a Friday night dinner? And we were a bit, you know, humming and hawing, because we were like, you know, but we'll have to take a cab, and of course the religious Jewish people don't drive on the Sabbath. And they're like, oh, come on, we don't care, you know. We're not getting in the... There were very, very... They were quite religious, but they were very...
In the world.
Oh, but they were very nice, actually.
Yeah, they were very nice.
And they're like, oh, we don't care if you're Jewish, and we don't care if you drive on the Sabbath. Just come, you know. Come have a nice home-cooked meal.
Yeah, all right. Thought, you know, Friday, we will have been at the old place since early in the morning to let the cleaners in and stuff, and then got all the, you know, all the stuff that we have to do. We're worn out. It would be lovely to go and sit down and just have a home-cooked meal.
So we went, and they had another couple visiting them, an American couple. Very, very religious, and very, very, very...
Typical American...
Right-wing, religious, Jewish...
Yes, conservative.
Couple. Very. I mean, to the point where it was hard to stand it. very yeah. obnoxious.
The wife in particular.
The wife. So, and now, yeah, so the husband was working before he had come to...
Brisbane.
No, first we were talking about...
the situation here, because of course you can't not talk about Israel.
Now, these American, and I'm not saying anything about the American Jewish community, but a lot of the American Jewish community is very ignorant of the actual situation in Israel. They think that by visiting Israel once in 30 years and sending money every year, they know everything there is to know about Israel.
And the situation.
Most of them are very right-wing, unrealistic. These are the people who go to the settlements. One of them is a person who shot 29 Arabs, you know, in 1994. That kind of people shot Arabs that were praying in a mosque.
Mm.
One of them.
The Hebron massacre.
In the Hebron massacre.
Yeah.
Terrible day for everyone here. Terrible day for anyone who cares, you know. Mm. Anyway, so... We were talking, now, not only are we not really not Jewish, we're also very, very, very much on the other side of the political...
And you'd been living in Israel for, you know, apart from when you were a child, you'd been living in Israel as an adult for 13 years, or 14 years, actually.
I know what that kind of opinion does to... And she was going, so, how is it in Israel, you know, we were talking? And then she was like, those, and I don't mean to offend anyone, I'm just quoting, okay, because this
said.
Is not
yeah.
how I feel.
Mm.
Those Arabs, just get rid of them. This is Jewish land. Just kick them out to either another country or kill them. We don't need them. This is our land. You know, blah, 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 blah. Horrible. And I'm trying. I'm like, okay, I don't know this woman. I don't want to fight.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
And we're at someone else's house, you know. Not going to make...
Horrible things. And I said, when was the last time you were in Israel? She's like, oh, in the 70s. I'm like, oh, well, you're well informed. And blah, 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 blah. And somehow we managed to change the subject, luckily for her, because I was thinking of what
yes,
to throw.
The temperature was rising.
Yeah.
And anyone who had any sense knew it. And I think we're all about moving on.
Yeah, there were. This was upsetting me. And not just me. I think it was even upsetting the other, you know, just because someone is Jewish and religious doesn't mean that they are...
going to give Israel a free pass.
And doesn't mean that they necessarily agree with such extreme, violent, racist measures.
Mm. Points of view.
So...
Anyway, moved on.
To what we thought was a very neutral topic of Australia. And they were working, the husband was working in the Northern Territories of Australia. Now, the Northern Territories has quite a higher ratio of, I think it does anyway, of
yes.
indigenous population.
Yes, it does.
And then she was going, oh, you know... I lived in the Northern Territories, and I was so upset. I said, why were you upset? Well, all these white people, they just came out of nowhere from England or from Europe to the Northern Territories, and they took these people's land, and they killed these people, and this was their home for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. How could they do this? And I couldn't help. Before I even knew what I was saying, I stood up and I said, oh, do you mean like what the Jews are doing to the Palestinians? You could hear a pin drop.
Yes.
I nearly hit her then. I say, isn't it the same?
Mm.
And then the Scottish guy changed the subject because there was this moment of like, ooh.
Well, there was no arguing at that. I mean, you know.
Even she shut up.
Yes.
I think
she didn't have a comeback for that one.
She didn't speak to me after that, except for saying goodbye. I was this close to throwing something at her. I was so angry. And how could she be so hypocritical? And where is compassion what she only has compassion for. I'm not saying she shouldn't have compassion for the indigenous people, but I'm just saying, does she only have compassion for them? What about the Palestinians? Aren't they?
Well, she won't be the first person who's seen her and her and her kind as a as a special case.
Well, I don't know. So that was kind of something that I will never forget, because I don't ever remember making a room go silent before.
Yes, it was an interesting moment, that's for sure.
And I wasn't even yelling. I was saying, oh, do you mean like the Palestinians?
Palestinians. And he was like, yes, yes. Quite.
Anyway.
That was funny.
It was. Once my blood pressure went back down, it was funny.
Yes. It wasn't so funny at the time.
I was pretty angry.
Anyway.
Sorry to
it's all right.
Steal your audio.
No, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. So anyway, if you're in Australia, I hope you had a good day, regardless of what your political view on the day is. It's no longer Australia Day in the Eastern Daylight Saving Time, or in fact in South Australia. No, it still is in Queensland for another 28 minutes or something. Anyway, so just some thoughts on Australia Day and Australian culture. I think Australia will become a republic sometime, and hopefully that will be the end of nonsense like what we saw today.
No, I don't think it will happen in Queen Elizabeth's lifetime.
No, it probably won't. I think it will happen soon after.
Enough people don't like Prince Charles, and I think that will happen. Well,
it's not even so much that. I think there's different the same kind of sentimentalism.
Well, she is pretty special.
Connected with him as there is with her. So, my mum was saying to me that she understood that the Queen was expecting us to vote yes in that referendum last time it was held in 1999. But part of the problem with that referendum was the fact that the model that was put forward wasn't very popular. Even though, in my opinion, it was the better model. But anyway.
I wonder if Tony Abbott spared a thought for the second verse of the Australian National Anthem.
Oh, for those who've come across the seas,
yes,
with boundless plains to share. Yeah, well, probably not bloody likely, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I meant to tell Mum about those other verses. Oh, well.
Yes, Australia is tightening the thing on immigration. And I'm not saying that the UK is necessarily doing the right thing, but unlike the UK, Australia is huge.
Yes, Australia is huge. There's plenty of room for everybody.
I mean, really huge.
Yes, it's very big.
There's
and it has a third of the population that the UK has.
And yeah, it has a third of the population that the UK has. And it's a lot, there's a lot more unpopulated Australia than populated Australia.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, a lot of it is pretty rough to live in, but it's still there. And certainly even the coastal areas between the major cities, I mean, there's miles and miles and miles of...
Exactly.
Of small towns and things that could be bigger if you
places on the coast aren't exactly running out of space.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
so,
Lizzie?
Yeah.
Want to live in Australia already?
She'd love to, I think. Anyway, that's our thoughts on Australia. Hope you had a good Australia Day, whether you were in Australia or not. And
I'd like to have been there and have an Australian
and if you guys have any great ideas about when... maybe when Australia becomes a republic, we could take the Queen's birthday holiday and replace that with Australia Day. Oh, dear. Hey, Rosie. When should Australia Day be, Rosie?
On her birthday.
Yes, well, that would be close enough to her birthday. It would be the Rosie's birthday holiday. Hello. Anyway, have a good rest of Australia Day. Or not, depending on where you are. Bye. Close.
Published.
My clothes. Oh, okay. Where's the pause button? Yes, yes, yes.
Next page. Publish first.
Thank you.